I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Governor Nathan Deal has ordered flags to fly at half-staff and has closed the Capitol today to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the funeral service of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, organizers are expecting as many as 30,000 people to take part in a noontime march.
50 years ago today, Dr. King was laid to rest in Atlanta after he was killed in 1968. At his funeral, fellow activist Ralph Abernathy eulogized his fallen comrade.
My dearest friend is now in the hands of the eternal God. We therefore commit his body to the ground.
After a service in the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church this morning, a march will begin outside of the church and end at the state capitol. Governor Deal will join the King family in a ceremony at Liberty Plaza. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
A new report says Georgia is one of the states taking the most action to combat the nation's opioid crisis. GPB's Kevin Kilgore has the story.
The report measured states' progress in categories like treating overdoses and implementing prescription guidelines. The only area that Georgia is not succeeding in is data collection and sharing. The report was released during the National Prescription Drug and Heroin Summit held in Atlanta. A Kaiser Family Foundation analysis says more than 900 Georgians died of an opioid overdose in 2016. For GPB News, I'm Kevin Kilgore in Atlanta.
Glynn County officials have approved a permit for a wedding venue on St. Simon's Island. The Islands Planning Commission recommended the County Commission deny the special use permit. Plans for Forbes Farm include an event barn and pavilion, paved drive, and grassed parking lots. The developers say the island lacks a venue for large weddings, but the Brunswick News reports some residents oppose the venue, saying it could overwhelm nearby roads and doesn't fit with the island's land use plan. Fulton County commissioners will head to court next month to defend their decision to freeze 2017 residential property values at 2016 levels. According to the AJC, the county was given a temporary order to allow tax collection last year after the county's tax digest was rejected. The May 30th hearing will pit the county against the Department of Revenue. The department told Fulton that it could not freeze property values and it would not accept the tax digest until the values were properly updated. The county has claimed that it had authority to make the move. Legislators passed a number of bills that could help reduce property taxes beginning in 2019, but values this year are expected to be as high as the original 2017 values. And in sports, Patrick Reed is the winner of this year's Masters Golf Tournament. He scored a one-shot victory over Ricky Fowler yesterday to win his first major championship. Reed played golf for Augusta State University before going pro, leading the team to national championships in 2010 and 2011. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.